Hi, my beautiful people. I am super excited for this episode. As you can see, we're currently not even in the United States. We are in Brazil. This is a Brazil edition episode. I'm your host, Kiara, and I'm so excited to share a little bit about what God is doing and to share a little word. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm going to drop another episode next week as well. So this is kind of just like a mid-week episode. So I'm really, really excited for this one. Like I said, we are in Brazil. This is my first time in Brazil. I am on a trip with my family. And the amazing things that God is already doing, that he already started before we even left. And now we are here, and the Lord has taken us to this land to speak to each and every single one of us, each and every single one of us in my family. And this is my first time out of the country. I've been on like cruises and things like that, but not anything for ministry related. So this is just a really different experience, and this trip is really, really important to me and my family. And I just wanted to share, and excuse the noises around. Obviously we are outside. I wanted to do something a little different rather than just doing it like in a quiet space, for a reason. But I want to get started, and I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to take too much of your time. I want to, keep this episode pretty brief, and I will share a lot more next week once the trip is over and things like that. So I'm going to read Genesis 12, verse 12, 1, 2, 3. It says, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you.'" Then it speaks about Abraham leaving and how the Lord had sent him and gave him instructions. And then in verse 7, it says, "Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'I will give this land to your descendants.' And Abram built an altar there and dedicated it to the Lord who had appeared to him. After that, Abram traveled south and set up camp in the hill country with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. There he built another altar and dedicated it to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord. Then Abram continued traveling south by stages towards the Negev." I was asking the Lord, there's so many things, again, running through my mind, because there's already, the Lord has spoken so much, and has used other people to speak into our lives. My sister and I, we got a prophetic word this morning, and it was just spot on. And when you go to another place, sometimes you're kind of expecting for the Lord to speak to you, and for the Lord to give you a prophetic word, and for the Lord to speak something specific for you. And to be honest with you, I didn't have many expectations, in the sense that like I wasn't really coming here for God to speak to me, but I knew that God was going to speak to me in some way, shape, or form. And when God gives you specific instructions to go somewhere, to move in something, you have to move. And as you can see in this story, when I was, you know, thinking about, Lord, what do you want me to speak about? God brought me back to this verse. And it's funny, because about a week ago, I was talking to someone about this verse. And we're talking about how the Lord will send us out. And what the whole purpose of the gospel is for him to prepare us in our inner congregations, to prepare us and form us and shape us, and for us to be sent out. And some of us are not necessarily, let's just say, like, some of us are not necessarily physical missionaries, but we all have a mission. And many of us, maybe the Lord is not going to take you to another country, or he's not going to take you to another place, but he will use you where you are at, and he will use you in your spaces, in the spaces that you are in. So when we are in these spaces, we want to be able to, you know, give direct word and be able to be that light in people's lives, and be the Jesus that people may never encounter. So, and by what I mean by that is sometimes there's going to be people in your life that may never fully come to the Lord. But our assignment here on earth is to preach the gospel, spread the word of God, so that all people can hear what God has for them and all people can have an encounter with the Lord. And our assignment is greater than our desires. And I'm going to say that again. Our assignment is greater than our desires. And sometimes we can get a little selfish. As human beings, we can get a little selfish on, God, what do you want to do with me? God, what is it for me? Rather than, God, what is it for your kingdom? What is it for the people of God? And I think sometimes we have to shift our questions to God and shift our perspective, rather than God is going to bless me and God is going to give me things and God is going to use me, which kind of can look as a selfish mindset. And that's being, you know, black and white. I think sometimes it can be a selfish mindset where it's all about us. It's I instead of the kingdom. So going back to this verse, and when the Lord had, you know, reminded me of this verse, it just reminded me of specifically this trip that we're on right now and how the Lord is taking us into another nation. And this this land here in Brazil is very, very loved by God. The hand of God is over this country. And the things that he's doing specifically in this area, in this space or in this city, is very powerful. The ministry that we are attending and that we are, you know, kind of connected to is Dream of God. And it is... There's so much that I could share, and I don't want to get ahead of myself because I know that next week's episode is going to be amazing, and I'm really, really excited for that. But it's just crazy how for my family and I, that him taking us to Brazil was really prophetic. I'm like trying so hard not to get to give like so much, because I have so much to share. But this trip is really, really prophetic for my family and I. And like it says here, the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. God is showing us another country, another place, because there's so much more work that needs to be done. And we think that sometimes we live in this bubble of, it's just, you know, us people in Boston, and we're doing all these things because I'm from Boston. And that it's just us in our circle, and God is showing us that there's so much more. There's so much more work that needs to be done outside of the country, outside of our own place. And the apostle that is basically my dad's best friend at this point, Theo Chris, if you're watching this, we love you. But it's like my family duplicated in another country. It's the weirdest thing. Like, there's so many similarities with our family, and they're super, super close. But the way that they love people, the way that they are, the way that their ministry is, it just reminds me of home. And I posted on my story, I was like, oh, this literally feels like my home. But the apostle that is kind of working alongside, or my dad is working alongside, he had shared that there was there's this saying that they have over the city and over the land of Brazil, and it's the land of the worshipers. And to me, that is so, so, so powerful, because rather than And honestly, the way that I see all these people and the way that I'm seeing just the ministry and the church moving, it's such an inspiration. It motivates me to go back home and do so much more, because like I said, there's so much more work that needs to be done. And the Lord is going to take us to places. The Lord is going to remove us from places and situations and seasons and people. And he's going to get his work done. But that can't happen if we stay stuck in our own thing, in our own season, and what we want and our desires. We have to learn how to honestly say less of me and more of you. Less of me, God, and more of you. And when you begin to put that as your drive, as your motivation, you start to see that the blessings don't just bless people. He does bless us, and he does give us the desires of our heart. And sometimes it may not look like the way we want it, but then when we get to that point, we're like, wow, God, this is everything I needed. And I've shared, you know, this year hasn't been an easy year for me. This year has been very difficult, but this time in December now, this time that I'm in, this season that I'm in, I'm looking back at everything that has happened to me in the last 5 years, and I'm like, wow, God, you're such an on-time God. God, you never left me. You never stepped away from me. It was me who stepped away from God at points. It was me who removed myself from things because of shame and guilt or pride. And now looking in this season of my life, I'm like, wow, God, there's nothing more that I desire. There's nothing more that I desire than to complete your work, than to do what you have called me to do. And whether that's taking me to countries, whether that's taking me to into a whole complete different nations, I will do what I have to do. And I think that, and I know that a lot of my audience can be, you know, young adults. And I love the adults that do listen to me. I love you guys very much. But as young adults and as just children of God in general, I'm going to make this a general thing. We have to get out of our comfort zones. I believe it was last night, the pastor that was speaking at one of the conferences, he was talking about traumas and how traumas really do affect us. And they do play a big role in our walk with the Lord sometimes, because we only see what happened to us. And we don't see, God, why did you do that? Why did you allow that to happen for you to project me? And I was thinking about everything, and I was just thinking about, you know, things that have affected my life and have affected, possibly have affected my walk. And it made me realize, God, healing is a priority to me, because I don't want to give something, and I don't want to pour out things that have caused harm in my life. I want to be able to function in your kingdom. I want to be able to function properly. I want to be able to do the work of the Lord without having to feel like, man, I'm not qualified for this. And this is a message of encouragement. There will be times, and I still have my moments where I'm like, God, I do not know. I'm not ready for this. I'm not qualified. I'm not prepared. But the Lord is going to prepare you. The Lord is going to prepare you. He is preparing a table for you. He is preparing the people in your life. He's preparing the ministry. He's preparing these seasons in your life that we have to step into. But we have to be ready to step into them, because God can bring them and we're not even prepared. And we say, oh, well, you know, God gave me this word, and God said that I would be doing this, that, and the other, but you have not taken the time to prepare. And I say this as, this means reading your word. Sometimes we want to receive a word from someone when the word is right in front of us. The word of God is right in front of us. It's taking the time. It's stepping into it. It's reading the word of God and saying, God, I know you have so much more for me. There's things you want to reveal to me. There's things you want to show me. God, allow me to be able to remove distractions. Like, I'm saying God needs to remove distractions. God needs to remove certain relationships. God needs to remove certain friendships. God needs to remove things that are taking us away from the Lord. But you have to be able and willing to let those things go. That's my spiel. So, again, I didn't want to take too much of your time because I do have so much more to share. And some of you guys are probably like, bro, that's it. But I promise I will do a part two next week. And just to kind of like conclude everything, his plans are always greater. And where he goes, we need to follow. Where he calls us, we need to follow. And like I said, it's less of us, more of him. Less of me, more of you, God. And I know that you never leave me. I know that you don't forget about me. I know that you hear my every thought and every prayer and every word that comes out of my mouth, God. I know you hear those things, and I know that you will bless me. I know that you will give me the desires of my heart, but I know that you'll do things when they need to be done in your timing. And he knows what is good for us, and he knows what is bad for us. So allow God to prune us, allow God to remove things, allow God to place things in your life, because sometimes we block those blessings because it's like, oh God, this isn't exactly what I wanted. This isn't exactly what I planned for. And he's like, but this is what you need. So he wants to give you what you need, and allow God to take you further. Allow God to take you into the deepest parts of the ocean, into the deepest parts of his word, because God is so amazing. He's so amazing. So, our stories matter to God. Our everything matters to God. And any prayer, any single thing that you have shared with the Lord does not go void. He hears you. He knows. God is so good in that way. So, that's my, it is so hot out here. I'm sorry. I'm like sweating. But that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I love you guys very much. I'm so excited. There's literally a lizard. There's a lizard walking, crawling on the wall. It's huge. But sorry. I'm like so distracted. But like I said, there's so many things that God is doing in our lives, and so many things that he's doing in my life. And I just can't wait to share and just do the work that has to be done. And whether it's sharing on the podcast, whether it's sharing on my personal page, or whether it's sharing in person or speaking to people, this is what I love doing. I love doing what God has called me for. And I want you guys to experience the same love, the same passion, the same drive, because he's always speaking. He's always moving. And it's just, if we take the time to listen and be patient and be willing, willingness matters. Willingness matters. It is, I think it's the number one thing that matters on this walk, is if we're willing for change, if we're willing for sacrifice, if we're willing to give up our lives, because we have to die to ourselves. We have to die to sometimes our desires for the work of the Lord to be done. So, to conclude, I love you guys very much. I'm definitely going to be sharing a little bit more, and it's definitely probably going to be a lot longer episode, but I'm so excited for what God is doing, and I love you guys very much. Pray for me on this trip, and continue to share the pod, because I know that the Lord is doing so much and he wants to reach so many more people. So don't forget to share. Don't forget to comment, post on your stories. I love you guys very much, and I'll see y'all later.